So with these four questions, fundamentally the focus that I want you to consider and the place where I believe we can get the most leverage to improve teaching in classrooms is on the instructional task. If the task is a relatively low-level task, a memory task, what is 8 times 5? What is the definition of a particular word? This is what we call low cognitive demand. It doesn't make your brain hurt much to think about the answers to that. However, we realize that if we increase the level of the task, the more challenging task for students, asking them to think what would happen if this and this and this were put together, that is the kind of learning we want. Now, why is the task so important? A very simple answer. The task that we ask students to complete predicts their performance. So if we continue to ask low-level tasks, students will only be able to perform low-level tasks. And we want to up the level. We want to challenge students. Cognitive demand is the degree of cognitive functioning, the degree of thinking that's required. It can be very low level, as I said, memory, or it can be very high level, which can be an abstract or an evaluation of a particular task. So many of you may be familiar with something called Bloom's taxonomy, which is a way of categorizing different tasks in the classroom.